And good evening, I'm Aaron Burnett. We begin upfront tonight with breaking news. We're learning of a major new offensive plan against ISIS in Iraq. American trained forces preparing to launch attacks in weeks. Up to 25,000 troops will be deployed to win back the key city of Mosul in northern Iraq. And the question tonight is how many Americans will be in harm's way? This as ISIS releases another propaganda video showing recruits in training. Is this a force to be reckoned with, the force that we have seen in all those videos, or is this proof that the world has completely overestimated ISIS? Plus, images of ISIS military-style parade in the coastal Libyan town of Sirte just released. It features well-armed, cheering fighters, along with the seemingly endless line of what appears to be, let me emphasize this, brand new SUVs. We're going to have much more on these videos tonight. But first, more on the breaking developments. Our chief national security correspondent Jim Shudo is out front on this new ground offensive. Jim, this is a major operation the U.S. military is announcing. No question, unlike any operation we have seen so far in the fight against ISIS to this point, conducted largely from the air by the coalitions. So small operations by Iraqi forces, Kurdish forces on the ground, but really just in small towns. This would be urban warfare on a grand scale. It's believed that there are 1,000 to 2,000 ISIS fighters that are hiding in the city and the city that they will have weeks and months to prepare for this. It's going to be a real challenge for those Iraqi forces that are still on the table. U.S. commanders have said this repeatedly, the possibility that U.S. advisors, military advisors, or ground controllers calling in the airstrike could be, not decided yet, but could be deployed alongside those Iraqi forces. And as also, of course, you talk about ISIS having a long time to prepare for this, it's interesting the U.S. military has decided to announce this kind of an offensive, to say that they're going to do this, to talk about how many troops they're going to be putting in on the ground, the same day that ISIS puts out a new video showing ISIS fighters being trained right there in Mosul. What's behind this? It looks like a message, of course. ISIS didn't know that the Pentagon was going to announce this today, but they did know that a major operation was planned, has been talked about for weeks. We take Mosul probably starting in the spring, and you looked at this training video, some of it, which looks frankly, you know, goofy, some are somersaults, etc. But they did also show some things in the city, people rappelling down buildings, etc., to give taste of the kind of urban fighting that the coalition, Iraqi forces, etc., could expect when they come in the city. And let's be honest, we have seen this already in the town of Kobani. That's a smaller town, and it took a long time. It took hundreds of U.S. and coalition airstrikes with Kurdish forces on the ground to wrestle that small town from ISIS control. Imagine what it will take to take a major city, which is a real ISIS stronghold, from ISIS control as well. It is a major city, second largest city in Iraq. Jim Shudo, thank you very much. And we have breaking new details today on the world's most wanted terrorist, that's the leader of ISIS. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was virtually unknown when he declared himself the caliph for the leader of al-Muslims last summer. But tonight we have obtained new intelligence document, and they called al-Baghdadi a psychopath. The United States is apparently just only beginning to understand. Barbara Starr is out front from the Pentagon. He was an office worker who might not get a second glance when his picture was taken after U.S. forces in Iraq captured him as a suspected insurgent. Today, he's perhaps the world's most wanted terrorist. He's Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, not seen since his video last year in Mosul, the leader of ISIS, the group responsible for brutal killings across Iraq, Syria, and now Libya. The slaughter of U.S. hostages and a Jordanian Air Force pilot. One U.S. intelligence official tells CNN he is, quote, a psychopath. The U.S. may only now be beginning to understand him. He wasn't an insurgent in the initial phases of the U.S. occupation. He became one. He was born Ibrahim Awad Ibrahim al-Badri in Fallujah, according to his U.S. detention record obtained by CNN. Captured in February 2004 and held at Camp Buka in southern Iraq. It's believed he became increasingly radicalized there before being released in December of that year. Did the U.S. miss clues that al-Baghdadi would turn into the mastermind of ISIS? A lot of people were processed and run through the U.S.-run prisons who, for all intents and purposes, did not seem to pose a credible threat, and then, of course, they became masters of terror. The U.S. intelligence community's personality profile of al-Baghdadi suggests he is a headstrong and religious zealot with an apocalyptic end-of-world vision, and also a savvy leader who broke with al-Qaeda to become his own man. A U.S. intelligence official tells CNN al-Baghdadi's religious credentials, experience as a senior leader, and a dense network of relationships propelled him to ISIS' top spot in 2010, but as he now hides from U.S. airstrikes, al-Baghdadi may be running a risk. The mystery surrounding Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is his greatest strength and his greatest weakness. Strength because it's allowed ISIS to create myths around him and able to protect him as this religious leader with serious Islamic credentials, but weakness as well for al-Baghdadi because there's so little known about him, there's very little for his supporters around the world to get excited about. And more details in that personality profile. U.S. intelligence believes that al-Baghdadi relies on trusted lieutenants and allows some local commanders to make decisions, Aaron.